You're listening to IdgitCast, Season 4, Episode 8, Wishful Thinking. Hello and welcome. I am your supernatural expert, John, and joining me, I have another expert with me, Annie.
Hello, everybody.
And we also have non-experts, Paul and his wife, Darcy.
Hello.
Hi.
And Yvette.
Hey, y'all.
Cat's turning on the stove.
Get off the stove.
Uh-oh.
Burning down the house.
I want
to
cook.
She's trying to. She really is. Hazel, no.
We also have a guest for this episode. Please welcome expert Heidi.
Hello.
Heidi. Heidi. Woo.
Yay.
I'm surprised you didn't go, hey, guys. What we're going to be doing today is a Nubentary episode for Wishful Thinking, which means that Heidi, myself, and Annie, we've all seen the episode. The rest of the panel has not, so they'll be watching it for the first time. If you would like to watch along with us, go ahead and get your DVD or Blu-ray or iTunes download, whatever you might have for the episode, ready. Make sure your recaps are enabled so that's the first thing you see when you hit play. I'll count down from 3 to 1, and when I say now, that is your cue to start the episode. So here we go. 3, 2, 1, now.
Then.
Yeah, Cassiel.
Show me some respect. Ugh, those two. Flirt, flirt, flirt.
Codename Urinal.
Is Mad Magazine still around? That seems like something they would do.
Totally.
In this issue, Supernatural.
Oh my god, I would love that so much. I used to love Mad. I had a subscription.
Me too.
So is that a creeper creeping back there? Just a normal? Oh, it is a creeper.
It's a yeah. Apparition creeper.
Spam Winchester.
Angel urinal.
Oh, I love it.
Hey, that's that scene from Titanic.
You jump, I jump. So that's how that's done.
Oh, yeah.
You'll have to speak up. I'm wearing a towel.
I always leave my makeup on when I shower.
Right.
I do sometimes. I mean, you never know. It depends on your...
She's also wearing earrings.
Well, I mean, those are diamonds. You could wear those in the shower.
Yeah,
yeah. You don't take your diamonds all the time.
Hello, Mrs. Armstrong. Is he an invisible creeper, or is he dead, or does he not know he's dead, or?
Don't look at the credits.
All okay, right. Well, I haven't yet. Now it's blocked.
Just staring at my dog's face.
Let's just look at that dude's crazy hair.
And his pieces of flair.
His flair, yes.
I feel like I should know him.
Yeah, he looks familiar.
Have we passed the cast?
Yeah, you're fine.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah. Like time down under.
You know, when he was in Australia.
That's right. Eating Vegemite sandwiches. Playing a didgeridoo. Boxing kangaroos.
Chipper. Very chipper.
Until he said UFO sightings, I had never considered an X-Files supernatural crossover.
Concrete Washington.
That's a great name.
And they can shoot without avoiding the horizon for a change.
Yeah, I know. It's like, hey, look. Mount Rainier.
Or something. Not Rainier more, but only more Canadian. I wanna touch you?
Well, okay, sometimes, but just this once.
Sometimes background subtitles are...
I thought this was that new Ruby lady.
All the brunettes on the show look alike.
They kind of do, like vaguely ethnic with like long brown hair.
Usually it's blondes that all look alike on TV shows.
The blondes on the show also all look alike.
Okay, all the girls look alike.
They kind of do. They pick the blandest looking ladies you could imagine for the show. Which makes sense, because this is obviously, you know,
about
all
boys.
About the means.
Right.
Her hair's very pretty, though. She's got a really good blowout.
This week on Haircast.
I would love Haircast.
That's the important part of commentaries. Hair and wardrobe.
Yeah, it usually is, yeah. That's usually what I think about.
That's when it got weird.
Because, you know, it wasn't weird before that. She said it again.
Tell my mom.
Is she a school teacher?
I would not know what to do with all that money. It's just, that is too much money.
Throw it on the bed and float around in it.
Yep. Fill the money pit like Scrooge McDuck.
See, people exactly. Talk about doing that like it's this great thing. I'd be worried about paper cuts.
And make sure that you got brand new bills from the bank. Because
softer older money.
No, softer older money's got poo on it.
No, and cocaine. Yeah, no.
You know what? I don't care.
Just get some gold bars and stack them up all pretty.
Gold bars are super heavy.
You can build a pyramid.
Whoa, kitty.
No, Bigfoot.
I love that FBI. What?
I don't know why the way he said that. Yes, I can.
Yes, I can.
Funny.
Hey, that's some big feet.
Yeah.
I think I just said that, Sam.
Well, he thought it was a good line, so he used it.
Yeah. Oh, very good.
He heard you. So I think I just inadvertently smushed a mosquito that was on my face.
Gross.
On my upper lip.
Yeah. Gross. Yeah. Ew. Don't eat it.
Backside magazine.
No, I just leave it for jerky.
Messing with Sasquatch, are you?
That's right.
I never noticed that before. Dean.
Well, some hair came off his palms.
Oh my god.
Sometimes so I just happened. Ignore him. I just ignore him. It's the best way to get around it. And
so you're enabling him.
No, I'm ignoring him. It's my new summer scent. Again?
Yay, busty Asian beauties.
Where on
sorry.
Earth does she get all that stuff?
She's delivering. They call, they order it, she delivers.
That's how bad the economy was. She had to take a job delivering porno. Apology porno, no less.
Apology, yeah.
I mean, there's really no better way to say I'm sorry.
A big box of porn.
Yeah.
Alcohol.
And tequila.
Apology accepted.
I love that movie.
Oh, I like Harry and the Hendersons too. So sad.
Yeah.
I like when he catches the dog.
Aww. Spoilers.
You don't tell strangers that.
I want to be a teddy bear doctor.
Oh, this girl is lucky it was just these boys.
God, I know, right?
Either that or she's some kind of creepy something.
I hope she's a creepy monster.
He could just be a teddy bear.
Think it's a reveal?
It's Ted!
Let's go check out that wishing well.
Smells like the bus.
Teddy, don't watch the news. I don't.
Especially Fox News.
It helps.
This is so weird.
Existential crisis.
See, this is like Chekhov's teddy bear. See, I want to see that now. You have to have that in your last act.
Teddy bear has to go off in the last act.
Lollipop disease. Is that anything like puppet cancer?
Oh, very similar.
Lollipop disease. Where are her parents?
She said
she wished they would. The mom wished, "I wish we were in Bali." And then suddenly, her parents were in Bali.
Oh, they're back at the restaurant.
Uh huh.
I love you, just says sub.
Are they eating that at the Chinese restaurant?
Yeah, well, he got it delivered.
Actually, it looks kind of flimsy, that sandwich.
Yeah. I'm a sandwich. It looks much, much better than that.
Yeah, thank you.
Wrong one. Health inspector.
Cute. That's a little dark.
Mm-hmm.
I have that little girl's head.
Well, it wouldn't be that little girl anymore.
I bet it would be.
Who glued these quarters down? I did. What the hell for, man? Whoa. I don't think I need to explain my art to you, Warren. If you got that reference, give yourself a cookie. The Sam was like, hey, it works.
Dude, you are going to break this down.
Man, he is lucky it did not hit that guy in the face.
Image. Take an image. Take an image, send it to the...
Do I have a sink?
It's rubbing. That's good communication, Sam.
Don't they call those etchings?
I think it's a rubbing.
Rubbing.
Okay. What's an etching?
It's the actual plate that you use to do a rubbing or a print.
Okay.
Well, the invisible boy is back. He wished he could be invisible.
So that he could spy on women in the shower.
Oh, is he?
Naked.
Sam didn't say where he was going because he didn't want to give Dean any ideas on what to wish for next.
Mm. I guess. Oh, uh-oh. That sandwich not sitting well, Dean.
Shouldn't have eaten the whole thing.
This jalapeno's a little hot. Not so much.
Hey, what do you know? Dean actually
did the research.
Did the research and
good job, Deanie.
Came up with the info. Did you just call him Deanie?
Yeah.
No, just checking.
Chaos? What, Trickster Chaos?
Mm-hmm. I like those old refrigerators. They're neat.
Trickster Chaos?
Has anybody seen there was a Bugs Bunny special back in the day called Daffy Duck's Fantastic Island?
Yes!
Yes!
And he had a wishing well and he charged people to use it. And,
yeah, that was basically the wraparound story excuse to just throw in a bunch of
cartoons, right.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's great. I like
Oh no.
I like Daffy Duck's Quackbusters.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Teddy.
Oh, Titty, don't do it. Don't do it.
Oh, it's going to be stuffing. Stuffing. Oh, no.
Oh, no, there's going to be stuffing.
Stuffing.
The poor little girl is going to be scarred for life.
Sorry. It's not funny, but funny. Funny, not funny.
Oh. I feel like it wouldn't really work. Like, he would still live.
Did not work? It didn't work.
Didn't work.
Oh, Teddy.
Oh, Teddy.
Did you notice the signature said T-Bear?
T-Bear.
Yes.
T-Bear.
You know the answer.
Dean wears so much jewelry. And he's got a necklace, a bracelet, ring.
They probably all do something.
Yeah, they must be magical jewelry.
They're like on the Vampire Diaries where everybody has a magical sunlight ring and a whatever else.
Dean has a magical sunlight ring? Why does he have one of those?
Oh my god, he's a vampire.
Totally. Makes him even hotter.
At least he doesn't sparkle.
That smile, though. Ding.
Sorry.
Invisible pervert.
Invisible pervert guy.
What happened to the lottery guy? Like, what bad thing happened?
I don't think anything bad has happened to him yet.
Oh, okay.
So you guys recognize who this is?
Mm-mm. Not yet, anyway.
Looks familiar, though.
Yeah, that's, what's his name, Paul?
He's not looking familiar yet.
Yeah, I feel like they need to actually show me his face a little bit. Wouldn't that have taken her, like, 12 hours to prepare?
A little snack.
Just four.
She had to do it.
It's like a little game head instead of a turkey. So it didn't take as long.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah, because I don't have a clue.
Yeah, I don't know who this is.
It's Ted Raimi.
I don't know who that is.
Sam Raimi's brother he was Joxer in Xena.
I don't know.
No,
I haven't seen that since I was in high school.
I understand who Ted Raimi is by the name, but I don't know if I've seen him in anything.
Xena is probably what most people know him from. Oh, he's in the Spider-Man movies.
I've never seen any of those.
Who is he?
He's Jameson's assistant.
Oh, okay.
Teddy Bear Doctors. Japanesey.
I could if I had any idea what that means.
Wonder how many takes they do this.
I know the thing is, right, like this lady's supposed to be like mega hot and this guy's like a nerd or whatever, mm-hmm. but he's like a TV nerd, and that he's like actually like a totally like attractive guy, and it would be completely believable that that guy would be dating that lady.
They just put big glasses on him and think
exactly that. It's like a very handsome man, they just put some glasses on him so he would look like a nerd. But even his glasses are like hip glasses. But, you know, TV.
Nah, something worse than that, probably. Just a wager.
Yeah, because a suicidal teddy bear can't kill himself. He might start off on other people.
I'm cleansing the earth.
He might kill all the stuffed animals.
Oh, no. Care Bear stare, bitches.
Teddy bear? Oh, invisible boy.
I love that he's still running around like the Sam didn't actually do anything.
I guess he could have tied him up, but...
What I mean is, like, he didn't accomplish anything.
No.
Neil before Todd.
Favorite line of the episode.
Oh, amazing.
Neil before Darcy.
Yeah, your name doesn't rhyme
Get
with Zod.
It, Todd.
That's right.
Your name doesn't rhyme with Zod.
It just works because it's Todd.
Your Spider-Man's fault. For those keeping score at home.
Somebody wished him dead, huh?
It's not a good wish. Oh, it was what's her name? Is Sam dead again?
Yeah.
Oh. It's probably better if you hadn't.
So when Dean got to either heaven or hell again, he could say, yeah, this time I was killed by a 10-year-old. Interesting, because the kids seem to remember what happened.
Yeah, so why does she not?
She doesn't.
Like, her memory from the past, whatever, no,
because,
just been wiped?
Because that's, that pertains more to what his wish was. Because she didn't know who he was before he made the wish, so uh-huh. Now that it's been revoked.
Yeah, the right. Reversed it back to okay. She doesn't know who he is.
Yeah. I feel bad for him.
He's so lonely.
I feel worse for her. That woman just lost, like, days of her life.
Eh, she'll be fine.
A month.
A month. A month of her life. I mean, that's insane.
And yeah. There's all those people who are like, what happened to the engagement, huh?
Yeah, and she's who is friends? This guy?
Will everybody forget?
Yeah, that seems... Okay, whatever.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm not sure what will stay intact and what won't. That's...
Huh.
Look at the
sunburn. Teddy head patched back together.
Poor Teddy.
I'm not sure when or how it happened, but Paul and Darcy got behind.
Yeah.
Might have something to do with the because you guys are watching it on DVD or whatever. And,
yeah, because I think I'm the same place they are.
Yeah. I think the rest of us are watching it digitally.
Wow, this doesn't really fit into the episode, but.
Okay. Yeah.
We gotta have that seriousness after all the fun and games.
It's all fun and games until somebody remembers hell. And there you go. Wishful thinking, everybody.
Ooh, that's such a fun one.
Edland.
Way to bring it down, Dean.
We were having a great time for a minute.
Killjoy.
All right. So we thank you for joining us. We're going to do a proper review of this episode next week, so we hope you will join us. But until then, this is John.
And Paul.
And Darcy.
And Annie.
Oh, that. Sorry. Oh, the next episode's starting. Oh, okay.
Stop it.
Okay, got it.
Happy hunting.
Bye, y'all.
Happy hunting.
Bye. Bye-bye. Happy hunting.
You've been listening to IdgitCast from QuadrupleZ.com. Join the discussion at facebook.com/IdgitCast. We love feedback. You can email us or send us an MP3 voice message. Please use the episode title as your subject line to prevent accidental spoilers. Our email address is IdgitCastPodcast@gmail.com. The theme song for IdgitCast is by Borrowed Trouble. Find the band at BorrowedTrouble.com. Lyrics and vocals by IdgitCast's founder, Allie Jones, who you can find out all about at imthewonderband.com. The closing music you hear right now is Too Good, written and performed by Jack Mangan, and is used by permission. You can find other music, writings, and discussions by Jack, as well as back episodes of his own Deadpan podcast at jackmangan.com. You can hear more from the hosts of this show. Yvette can be heard as one of the hosts of Investigating Mars, an intro cast for the TV series Veronica Mars, also available from quadruplez.com. John Pavlich can be heard on Castlecast, a fan cast for the ABC series Castle, at castlecast.net, and his own Sofa Dogs podcast at sofadogs.libsyn.com. Now you can also watch the Sofa Dogs YouTube channel at youtube.com/user/sofadogs. Darcy and I can also be heard on the Ghostlight podcast, an introcast for the television series Slings and Arrows, also featured on quadruplez.com. Like this could never